Hi there. Welcome to Spiritual Conversation. I am Jacqueline Clare, and this is a place to explore ideas and inspiration to help us all align with our spiritual purpose and live our best life. This episode that you are about to hear was originally part of my Facebook and YouTube video series, also called Spiritual Conversation. And as such, I just want you to know it was recorded on my smartphone, so the audio might sound a little bit different, but I did my best to clean it up for you. I hope you enjoy. I've been having this repeat experience the last two Saturdays, and I've sort of been trying to figure out how to shape this into words to talk about it, because I feel like it's something that we all experience one way or another, especially nowadays when we have so many distractions. Let me explain. So we're always living through a whole bunch of question marks, right? There are always parts of our lives that are in development that we don't know where they're leading, that we're maybe sort of dissatisfied with but not yet sure how to change, or that we really love and we're thinking, but how is this going to evolve? Like, we're always living through this space of question, and we're never arrived, you know, and we have this egoic like desire and instinct to arrive in life, whether it's in relationship or career or our body image or, you know, our finances or whatever. Like, we always want to arrive, but we're never going to get there because the point of progress continues to move. Not that we cannot achieve our dreams, but the moment we get there, we will have a new dream. Otherwise, we're stagnant, and nothing in this life is stagnant. The moment it's 1 o'clock, then it is one and a second, and then 2 seconds, and so on. So we're always in this nebulous state, whether we want to admit it or not. And I feel that we all develop all kinds of ways to sort of distract ourselves from this discomfort of always being in this state of transformation. We're always transforming into the butterfly, and then, you know, and I find myself, really yearning to just create a place of silence. Like, I just, you know, want to pray and meditate and, like, you know, get answers. Like, that's the hook. The instinct isn't just to be in a spiritual state. It is results oriented, because then I will have answers to these questions in my life. Then I will know exactly where I am going. And one, I don't believe it really works that way, even though that is the thought that I think brings me comfort. But also, when I do give myself a little bit of space where I'm not rushing to be somewhere, where I'm not rushing to accomplish something, when I just like take a day off, I find myself like really spiritually fidgety. Like, I'm constantly looking for something that feels solid to cling to, because it's just like unnatural, or I'm unaccustomed to being in just a space of being. And we are a generation, I believe, where it's extra challenging because we have so much amazing technology. We all have our smartphones, and so we always have an opportunity to distract ourselves with something. Even on a day off, we can go the Instagram rabbit hole or the Facebook rabbit hole. We can go check our email, or, you know what, we really need to go through and delete some old messages, or delete some pictures, or clean out some apps, or download some apps, or whatever. Like, we can constantly fill up that space that we might have even intended to be a space of rest and openness with completely mindless tasks, which are not necessarily detrimental or dangerous in and of themselves, But if they prevent us, if they're like a film that stops us from having some spiritual breathing room where life force can flow through us, where creativity, spiritual creativity can flow through us, then it actually is really dangerous and really detrimental. You know, scientists and artists, great ones like Einstein and stuff, have said that their greatest space of creativity and openness was, you know, when they kind of weren't thinking about anything. And even like when they were like right about to fall asleep, like where there's just this rest. And I feel that we rarely give ourselves that space, so that means we're limiting our own capacity for invention. But another delusion that I definitely experience, and I wouldn't doubt that you do too, is that, well, then I sort of overcompensate and I try too hard to figure out life's questions. Well, I'm gonna pray super hard and I'm gonna like think. And I realized that idea that you can like leave the office, you cannot be at work, but in your mind, never leave office. And I have literally felt that like the space between my ears, like the air is like stale. Like I need to open up some windows in my mind. And you know, falling below consciousness by like getting sort of hypnotized, you know, scrolling through Instagram or I don't know, whatever's popular these days, Tinder or Snapchat, or alcohol or drugs, like slipping below consciousness might distract us and take away a little bit of the edge, but it isn't actually that space of fresh air. It's not that space of openness. But I believe that there are other practices that we can do. For some of us, it may be exercise. For some of us, it may be cooking. For some of us, it may be making art. For some of us, it could even be taking a power nap. There are things we can do to actually like rise above consciousness and open up and let some spiritual air in. And that's been my learning these last 2 weekends, that I do not need to sit there and try to figure things out and make my like brow bleed. Rather, I need to open up and let some fresh air into my mental space. And art, all of those things can help me with that. And I have actually found that power naps are pretty effective for like actually having that sense of being still waters. Like, okay, now I can rest in trust, which is ultimately what it's about. You know, we rest our bodies and our minds so that we can be spiritually more a place of receptivity. So I just wanted to share that thought and invite you this week and invite myself to be that space of just openness. Just like, okay, I don't need to figure anything out right now. I don't need to distract myself with a TV show or Instagram or whatever. Those things are all great and are, it's just like, you know, chocolate cake. It is best enjoyed when you are not trying to feed something emotionally or distract yourself. You can enjoy these things on their own terms, but not as a form of running away from that space of you could say chaos, where we're in that space of openness and growing and developing and not really sure where the ground is, and knowing that that's okay. And lastly, I love this book, Comfortable with Uncertainty by Pema Chodron, and it's been a couple, maybe a year since I read it, and I realize it's time for me to read it again. Comfortable with Uncertainty. And she talks about being groundless, and that this is a spiritual state where we learn to be okay in that space of not knowing, because that's ultimately where growth comes from. And there's a wonderful story in here that represents life. So there is a woman running from tigers. There are tigers chasing her. And these are like the stresses and the timelines and deadlines and obligations and unexpected things to deal with of life. And she's running from these tigers. And she finds this vine and she starts to climb down this like cliff on this vine, right? And then she sees below her are more tigers. And even if the fall didn't kill her, the tiger is below her. And at the same time, she notices that there's a mouse chewing on her vine. And then she notices growing out of the rocks is this strawberry bush with these wonderfully ripe strawberries. So here she is on the edge of the cliff, tigers below her, a mouse chewing at the vine. And there are these strawberries. And what does she do? She takes the strawberry and eats it with the utmost enjoyment. And when I first read this story, I was like, I could not eat under those circumstances. But the moral of the story is that this is life, that there is always going to be something chasing us from every direction. And once we think we've arrived or found the escape route, then there are mice chewing at our vine, and so it is. But in the present moment, there are beauties to be enjoyed. And one way or another, those other forces are going to get us. So our richness, our experience of the richness of life is in our capacity to accept those realities and say, I'm going to enjoy it anyway. And I'm going to be present and I'm going to enjoy this moment. So I'm going to remember the strawberries this week and happiness and peace being a choice in the midst of this constant process of questions and becoming, and try to let some air into my mental space.
Hey, podcast listeners, just a little PSA from your mermaid of the airwaves. What did you think of today's episode? Did you agree, disagree? Did it spark some thoughts on this topic or tangential topics? I would love to hear from you, so feel free to message me, leave your comments, leave your voice memos, because I would like this to truly be a spiritual conversation. In the show notes, check out links to my Patreon if you would like to support my work and see some behind the scenes and truly be the wind beneath my wings. And also links to my art gallery and other ways that we can stay in touch. Thank you for tolerating my extreme silliness and gravitas. I love you. I wish you the best for aligning with your spiritual purpose and living your best life. Until we next speak, take care. Bye-bye.